Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
Dave Lofts, who are you?
I am Dave Lofts.
Exceptional. Ex-army man, ex-chef. How does one transition from being in the army and a chef to a musician?
Well done on your homework. So I was in the military, I was in the DFTC, I was just done recruit training, passed as a two-star private, and was going in to do a 2 to 3 star course, and I wasn't able. My brain wasn't able, I wasn't in a good spot. So I packed it in and I moved back to County of Waterford. I'll buy on the data.
Love me county.
I loves me county, boy. And a friend of mine, Darren Hayes, big shout out to Darren, love you, buddy. He said to me, do you know what? Why don't you try chefing? Give it a go. You might like it because you love food. And I, as you can tell, I'd love food. And he said, why don't you give it a go? And I said, go on. And I trained as a chef then for about 5 years. Then I busked and music just took off. I just met Edison, who's a man, and he was like, I'm going to manage you and I'm going to bring you to new heights. And I said, yeah, sold me the dream, and the dream is reality in a little way.
Talk about taking off, because I think we will get to how it has just absolutely transformed your life over the last while. I am interested, is there one skill or talent that you would say you have been using all the way from the military, the Irish Defence Forces, to being a chef and now in music? Is there one thing that you can say, yes, I use this across all the three careers I've had?
Discipline. 100% discipline. Yeah. I promise you it's discipline. If you can just motivate yourself into any job and just go, I'm the best at this job. There's no one better than me at this job. I'm the best. I'm peak performance at this job. Mentally, I am capable. It's all discipline. Everything's discipline. So your whole life should be built around discipline. Now, don't get me wrong, there's times I'm not disciplined. I'm well aware, but that would be my main thing, is that getting up, doing the job, getting it done, overseeing the operation, and then just moving on. Yeah.
Precision.
Precision, exactly. And yeah, the focus and determination. And that is what's led to you now a solo tour coming up in 2026. Of course, there are many performances at festivals and different events throughout the year, but it's your name on the headline act in September. The Róisín Dubh in Galway is going to be one of those on then next February. 3 Olympia, Dave. Like, that's big
mad
stuff.
Mad, isn't it?
Absolutely mad. Yeah.
It's crazy. It's pinch me stuff, you know. I'm not really, like, I don't really get kind of bogged down with it. I try and just keep the, I try and keep a grounded head. As I was saying earlier, I'm not really, you know, I'm just enjoying it now, taking it one step at a time and going with it, meeting people along the way and making new friends. But I keep my click close and that's it. So 3 Olympia is amazing. Can't wait. But I'm aiming beyond that, you know. 3 Olympia is the starting point, and I plan on doing the 3 Arena. And that's what I want to get to. And I know you probably had 100 people say that on this, but I'll do it.
I love that determination. Yeah. There's conviction in your voice. I can see it in your eyes right now. You're like, this is only a stepping stone. Yes, it is amazing, 3 Olympia, and it shouldn't be taken for granted, and you're not doing that for a second.
No.
But this is just a step in the road.
Yeah, I believe so, yeah. Yeah. It's a beautiful step. You know, I came from playing pubs. I love pubs. You know, I love everything about a pub. I love the heart of a pub, the smell of a pub. You know, and I think playing pubs gives you your craft, especially Irish musicians. And I've noticed this, that Irish musicians who play in pubs, the likes of Aaron Rowe and Jamie McIntyre, these guys have played pubs all their life, and then they bring all this amazing talent that they have and this capability of dealing with, you know, mind readers, dealing with people, and they put that on stage. And that's why Irish music is the best in the world. That's why Irish artists are the best in the world. And so yeah, just bring all that experience on and then and crack on. I think that just gives you the focus and the confidence as well, you know.
A question that has been asked over the years, and it is such an obvious answer: how important has social media been for you? Yeah, it's just very important if you're in the music game. But your experience was with it and gaining fans through social media.
Yeah, I like every artist and every person who wants to succeed in music hate social media. You know, I really do. I hate it. I hate what it is. I hate everything about it. But I'm so grateful for it, because it's allowed me to promote myself for free. It's allowed me to make contacts, meet people, you know, push my business as far as I can push it. Without social media, you know, Years ago, it was going around radio to radio, radio to radio, radio, plugging yourself. Now you upload a video and you could get 5 million, then producers are reaching out and record labels are reaching out. And social media is a massive part now. And I weirdly now enjoy making content.
It feeds into everything.
I hated that. Now I kind of enjoy it. It's a bit of crack.
But you don't dislike yourself for enjoying making content, do you?
No, I'll never dislike myself. No, no.
Good.
No.
You mentioned meeting people and what social media has opened up to you in that regard. Talk to us about the Hollywood A-lister who is now a fan.
Russell Crowe.
Like?
Because there's Dermot Kennedy as well. So I thought that's who you were on about. Yeah.
We will absolutely come to Dermot Kennedy because I know you were performing with him very, very recently. Dermot hasn't quite cracked Hollywood yet, I would have said, but Russell Crowe, certainly a man who you wouldn't expect to see sliding into your DMs.
No, absolutely not. Look, I said this earlier as well. I'm not a celebrity guy. I'm not a fan of celebrities. I'm a fan of working class people. I'm a fan of builders, scaffolders, electricians, binmen, teachers, doctors. So I don't get starstruck, but I was always a fan of Russell Crowe. So, and I've met celebrities, and listen, they're all grand, and I appreciate them and all, but man, I was playing a gig. So first I got these messages from Rusty, as I like to call him, you know.
Good man, Rusty.
Rusty, how are you, mate? And he said to me, he goes, I'd love to come to your gig in King Tut's. It was sold out in Scotland. And I was like, yeah. To get him. And Edison was all over, and he was like looking after him. And I was in the middle of playing, can't remember what song it was, and I just looked over and there was the general, and I was like, oh, I was like, what do you do? And I gave him a wink and he just went like that with his glass, and I was like, oh god. I was like this is the coolest thing. And you know what's funny, I couldn't care if I met Bono, right? I couldn't care if I met any of these people, but to meet someone like Russell Crowe, who has been through an amazing journey from young to whatever age he is now, and to have the experience he has, not as a celebrity, but as a person, go through all these, what a man. And he was telling me, we sat down, then we went to the green room and we sat for like 3-4 hours, drank whiskey and red wine. I don't even like red wine.
But you were going to. It was rusty, Dave.
And yeah, he's a top guy, and I'm very blessed to have met him. And now it's like he almost wants to, you know, he texts me going, "Hey, how are you today?" It's like he wants to look after me. It's bizarre.
What a life! What a change you've seen in only a few years, from military to chefing to busking to where you are. Who knows who'd turn up on Friday in Galway for iRadio Secret Session? Yeah. Rusty might come along. You just don't know.
Rusty,
oh, my man.
Yeah.
Dave, pleasure to talk. You might do a song for us.
I will. And listen, thanks for having me. Genuine, I do appreciate
you're
it.
You're more than welcome.
Really appreciate
you. Yeah, no, I really do.
Yeah. And we're really excited to see you on stage at iRadio Secret Session, of course, to remind us, raising money for such an important cause, Focus Ireland, helping to end child homelessness. So thank you for being a part of that.
Anytime.
Of course, secret part of the Secret Session, we will find out on Friday where you're actually going to be performing, but it'll be some night, Dave.
I hope so.
Me, you, Rusty, the whole crew in Galway. Let's go.
You know it doesn't hurt me. Do you want to see how it feels? Well, you know it doesn't hurt me. Do you want to hear about the deal I'm making to you and me? It's you and me who makes you unhappy. It's you and me. It's you and me. When if only could make a deal with God and they get him to swap our places, I'll be running up that road. I'll be running up that hill. I'll be running up that building. When if only could make a deal with God and they get him to swap our places, yes. I'll be running up that road, I'll be running up that hill, I'll be running up that building. you know, doesn't hurt me. See how the bullet lies when you're tearing me asunder. And there was fire in my eyes. It's you and me. It's you and me who makes it unhappy. It's you and me. When you only could make a deal with God and to get him to swap our places, I'll be running up that road, be running up that hill, I'll be running up that building. When if only could make a deal with God and to get him to swap our places, I'd be running up that road, I'd be running up that hill, I'd be running up that building, I'd be running up that road, running up that hill, I'd be running up that building, I'll be running up the road, running up the hill, I'll be running up the building.
Hey! Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.